Kirby and Josh. Home solution by Metricon, a fixed price home and land specialist.
Oh, yes.
What Thursday. A day. We love Thursdays. We're the show that lives for Thursdays.
I know. Well, we like all days, but Thursday's just got a special place.
Especially when it is a Thursday of the Friday eve of a long weekend.
Oh, I mean, that's... The only thing that beats that is the Thursday of the eve of a holidays. Like annual leave coming up.
That is a good one too.
But the show was even better than that.
The show was a vibe. Honestly, put it on a t-shirt and it would sell. That's how hot it was.
Gave you some advice.
Yeah, you did give me some advice. I asked for it, but did I want it in the end? Yeah. Probably not.
same, but different. Ben, he joined us. That was good.
We also had Lindy Gunston on.
Oh, doesn't that go off?
I tell you what, people like to know what's happening in their life.
Freaks me out a little bit.
She's good. She's elite, you could say. And I don't know how you managed to do this, but you managed to bring State of Origin and Game of Thrones into a game we played on air.
You wouldn't think it worked, but it does. It's like one of those weird food combinations that you bring into the studio, you know?
Like peanut butter and eggs.
Not that one. Nah, we'll check out the rest of the podcast right now. Last night, the Origin was on.
You and I were excited.
Yeah, until the game.
Gosh, come on, Queensland. Next game, please.
They got absolutely smashed, didn't they?
They did.
Don't want to talk about the game so much as to the build-up, though. Mm. So something looked amazing in Townsville. It's where it was held instead of Melbourne because of lockdown, unfortunately. Looked great. There were so many amazing things going on. But what happens before the start of each Origin is Phil Gould, who's a commentator, big New South Wales man.
Yep.
A lot of people hate him. Like most people.
Some people like him.
Yeah.
There is
some people
who
tolerate
like
him too.
Yeah.
But he gave a bit of a speech and he actually quoted, well, you could say a TV show or a book.
There was a passage I read in the Game of Thrones many years ago, a conversation between a father and his son. The son asked the question, is it possible for a man to still be considered brave when on the inside he's truly afraid? To which his father replied, when you're truly afraid, that's the only time a man can be brave. And that's what you'll see tonight.
So, look, it's a great bit of writing. Fantastic.
Great quote. Did I ever think that Game of Thrones would mix with State of Origin? No.
Any sort of speech. I mean, if you're referring to like a TV show, there's a lot of great quotes out there that you could have probably picked up before that.
So much to unpack about that. Anywho, I wonder what's coming up for game two.
That's
where
right.
Will he get his inspiration?
Exactly. Seinfeld. anyway, so what I want to do is play a bit of a game with you.
Okay.
Is this from a TV or movie, this quote? Or did a famous philosopher or great mind think of it?
Okay.
So you just have to decide. Because to be fair, that was a great quote.
Listening to it, that would inspire me. Mm. I get it. I see why it was said. Just don't see how it was brought to the table.
Okay. All right. Here we go. First one. A ship is always safe ashore, but that's not what it was built for.
A ship is always... That's definitely a philosopher.
You reckon that's a philosopher? Sure?
Yeah.
You're right.
Hey! Go me!
Well done. Well
Yay!
Done. Okay.
I like that one, short and sharp. That's
yeah.
nice.
Our lives are defined... That was Einstein, by the way.
Okay.
Our lives are defined by opportunities, even the ones we miss.
Are defined by opportunities. True. Great quote. I feel I'm going to go philosopher again.
No.
Oh.
Benjamin Button.
Oh, stop it.
Great quote, though.
The man into Producer. A boy. He knows his stuff.
All right. Great men are not born great. They grow great.
I feel like I've heard that before by a footy coach of some sort, but I could be wrong.
Would they be quoting themselves or a philosopher?
Like Al Pacino in that one.
Oh, you're talking about the intro speech.
Yeah.
It's not that speech, no.
Okay. Well, I'm going to stick with the coach. Maybe it was I've seen it in a movie. A movie, thanks.
It's a movie. The Godfather.
The Godfather. Yeah. Hello. Haven't seen it.
Last one. Sometimes it is the people with no one imagines anything of who do the things that no one can imagine.
Too wordy for an actor. That's a philosopher every day of the week.
And you are completely wrong. Yeah, the invitation you gave.
Fresh for the drive home. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
What's your thoughts on this situation, Josh? Because a man has found himself in a bit of a sticky situation. He's not in the good books with his friend.
Okay.
But he sort of brought it on himself. Or did he?
All right. Oh, geez, hello.
I know.
Talk about a thriller.
So this man has taken to Reddit to share what happened to him. So he went out for coffee with his single friend, and she asked him for his honest opinion because she's been struggling in the dating world and she gets along with him really well. He's happily in a relationship, so she just wanted to know his thoughts on why she was single.
Yeah, okay, dangerous question.
And she said, be honest. Is the key there.
But there's being honest and then there's like, you know, this, yeah, softening it too.
I guess. Yeah. And maybe that's what he could have done. So he asked her if she really wanted to know the truth. She said yes. So he proceeded to tell her about how if she lost a bit of weight and made an effort into putting her best foot forward, because she actually is a gorgeous girl, but sometimes isn't maybe brushing her hair enough.
Oh, okay.
And he thinks if she actually...
Not putting pride in her appearance.
Exactly. Okay. Now, if she did that, then a lot of his friends and men out there would find her attractive and would like to date her.
Yeah, I mean, he's an idiot. it's hard though, isn't it? Because it depends how close the relationship is. And sometimes...
Best friends.
Sometimes we need to be told certain
exactly.
things, don't we?
And because I agree with him partially. She's asked for the honest truth. Maybe she hasn't been presenting herself too well, and I get that. The weight part, definitely don't touch
maybe
that.
Maybe frame it a different way, you know.
But weight shouldn't even be an issue.
No.
You either like the person the way they are or you don't. But if they're rocking up with like sauce on their top, maybe I get that. You might be like, maybe not for me. So I thought maybe I'm going to put you in his position. And I would like you to be honest with me right now, Josh.
Okay.
What could I do better to help myself in the dating world?
Right, to have a boyfriend. Well, firstly, I love you. Okay. I just want to put that out there. Love you. Love hanging out with you. All right. But I want to just try and experiment with you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So you got to trust me here.
I am. Right. And so I've asked you. Okay.
Close your eyes for a second.
Yeah.
Okay, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Like the silence?
Yeah.
Yeah, more of that. Kirby and Josh on K-Rock. Fresh for the drive home. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Kirby and Josh's. Riddle me this. Get into KFC for a $4.95 fill up with a spicy hot rod.
Yeah, get in for those hot rods. They sound
just the hot rods.
Well, the fill up as well.
All of it.
Yeah, that's
all
true.
All of it. I don't think there's something on the menu I don't like. I love KFC.
Yeah, I know you do. You love a lot of food.
Yeah, I do.
In a good way. In a good way. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. If you'd like to play, we ask you the riddle and we just keep going through the phone lines until someone lands it.
That's right. First up, we've got Chris from Hamlin Heights. How are you going today?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. Are you excited for the long weekend?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Any big plans?
No, just a quiet one.
Just a quiet one. Well, sometimes it's good to relax. It's like get those 3 days, you know, you finally recharge.
Put your feet up.
After doing a week at work, you've got to have a long weekend.
Not wrong.
All righty, Chris. Here's the riddle. See if you can solve it, okay?
Yep.
What goes up and down but doesn't move?
Up and down but doesn't move?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on.
Herbie reckons she's got it.
Oh, can I give a clue? Because I think I never work it out.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll have a clue.
Okay, you want a clue, Chris?
Yeah. You would use them to...
Okay, that's...
No, can I... Like, if there's levels in a building...
Oh, I'll just give him the answer.
You would use...
An elevator.
No.
What else would be...
No, it's not an elevator. I'm an idiot.
What would it be?
An escalator. It goes up and down, but it doesn't.
They are moving.
They're moving.
Escalator.
It's literally a belt.
So it moves up and down.
Chris, think of an escalator that doesn't move. You know, what shape is an escalator?
A square.
And then... You're sort of walking on them on an escalator. Help him. We got someone.
Hold on.
Yeah. You've got me puzzled now.
All right, no, he's, hold the line. You'll hear it in a second. K-Rock, who's this?
Oh, no.
No.
Wait.
K-Rock, who's this?
Hello?
Oh,
oh, they don't want it. Chris.
Chris, you got any idea yet?
No.
Hold on, we'll come back here. Hold on.
Okay.
K-Rock, who's this?
Steven.
Steven. What goes up and down but doesn't move?
Bears.
Yeah, brilliant. Hold there for a second. Well done. Well done, Steven.
Chris.
Chris.
Hey, I was close.
Oh, brilliant. That was so good. Well done, Chris. Steven, anyway, thanks for playing, Stephen. You've just taken home the giant feast. Thanks to our friends at KFC. Get in for the $4.95 fill-up featuring the hot rod.
That was fun. I needed that.
It was fun. Well done. Thank you, Chris. We all needed it.
Fresh for the drive home. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
A way a lady chooses who she dates is gone viral because pretty different reason, I would say.
So it's, she's not just going through, okay, do I like brunettes, blondes?
Yeah, not looks.
Your stock standard personality like traits?
No. She lets her dogs decide if they'll go on a date.
I'm sorry? Her dogs can't speak. How are they saying, yes, lovely lady, we'd like you to date whom?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't really go into whether she can read what they're thinking, but she says that she lets her cocker spaniels decide. In fact, she ended a relationship, a 9-month relationship, because
no.
The way that the dogs were around this person.
No. You can't be doing that. If it's the love of your life and what your dog might bark because it's not getting enough attention like it used to, then that's compromise, buddy. That's not saying I dump you and choose the dog.
Well, currently dating some guy and saying that it was a make or break test for me, whether the dogs would like him. Luckily, they loved him. So that's a good sign. She's dating someone at the moment. But she said when she's on dating sites, she always has her dogs in the photo to let them know that they're a big part of her life.
Yeah.
And that you know, they're going
to... I like that part of it because no, you see fine. A lot of people on dating apps having their pets there or other people's pets because they think, oh, look, it's just showing off that they like dogs. Not that it's part of them, you know?
No, that's right. So animal lovers is the only way to do it. But 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Do you let your pets decide whether you're going to date someone?
Do they control your love life?
Exactly right, because I'm just thinking back to something about Mary, where the lady said that the dog can tell whether it's a bad person or not.
Well, what about you? You've got your two dogs.
Well, they're cat's dogs too, so they love me. And
well,
obviously...
they have to. Do you reckon if they didn't love you, cat would have said, bye.
Oh, I don't want to think about that. I don't want to think about that at all. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Do your pets decide for you?
Yeah, they're in charge of your love life.
Maybe they make other decisions for you as well. Let us know. Right now, though, asking, does your pet or do your animals decide who you date?
Yeah,
this seems is unusual, doesn't it?
It does. But a lady's doing just so.
Yeah, over in the UK, if her dogs don't like the guy that she brings home, she'll end it.
I just can't get my head around that. That would never be me. If I think about it, maybe with my parents.
Yeah.
They've been happily married 31 years, I'm going to say.
Okay.
And recently, they got Hazel, their dog, so she's 2.
Yeah.
Dad would actually, if he had to choose now, between mum and the dog.
Right.
I don't think I'm wrong in saying dad would choose the dog, and I think mum knows her place in line after Hazel.
Well, luckily they get along then, you know?
I guess so.
Oh, wow. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5.
We've got Charlotte in Newtown. Do you let your pets decide who you date?
Oh, that's like my main rule in life. For me, especially, it's actually, yes, but it's more so as well how my partner would treat my animal. If my partner treats my animal badly, I'm like, I'm really sorry, but I don't have time for you. But yes, that means he wouldn't, my cat wouldn't like my partner. So okay. Yes.
So you've got a cat. So how do they generally act if they don't like your date?
They don't go near them. They get really scared. Oh, he gets really scared and he runs away. He runs away from them. He doesn't really like men. Understandably, of course.
So he's only sourcing women for you then?
So now it's strictly women because that's all he likes.
Fresh for the drive home, Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Ed Sheeran, Afterglow. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955, a home solution by Metricon. First choice for first-time buyers.
Josh, last night I went out for dinner. I went to Torquay to Perla Tacos.
Oh, nice one.
Met my brother there, and something happened at dinner, which I don't know if I can go back. I know my brother, he shouldn't be welcome back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was
guilty
with
him. Guilty by association.
Like, yeah, so... Right. We were having dinner, Mexican. Oh, love.
Such a good cuisine.
I was so hungry too, so I was really ready for
and
a big meal.
And that's good because it comes out quick, like Mexican.
It did.
It's like a good thing.
Great service there. Really pat on the back to Perla Tacos. So I ordered always, any taco place I go Mexican, always get a fish taco.
Oh, really?
Well, ever since I went to Mexico, I had the best one of my life, so I'm chasing that dream of eating that one again.
Reliving the memories.
I can't get there just yet, but it was a great taco. Also had a pulled pork burrito.
Love that.
Big fan of that. All of us eating lots of Mexican, lots of beans, getting quite full, but we're not saying no to the food.
Yeah, okay.
And so there with my brother, his workmate Spence, and Spence's girlfriend. Now, at one stage, Spence, he gets up from the table. We assume going to the toilet, and so just let him go. And then a fair bit of time passed, and then Carl had to go to the toilet. So Carl left, and then he did what he did and came back, and he had this grin on his face. And we were like, "What, Carl, what's happened?" He goes, "Oh, I've just made an absolute fool of myself." Went to the toilet, and there's sort of two toilets when you walk in, a bit separated. He assumed that Spence was in there. Because Spence had left the table.
Yeah.
And so he started walking and he's like, "Yeah, Spence. No one answered. There's a person in there, but didn't answer Spence.
Oh, no.
And so Carl's come out. He's embarrassed. He's thinking, I don't know where Spence is. Like, I've made a fool of myself.
Yeah.
And we're still waiting. And at this stage, we're thinking, where is Spence? I mean, he's been gone a long time.
Yeah.
We've all had beans before, and we all know that what that makes you do sometimes. But, like, he's clocking on a couple of hours at the moment.
Oh, wow. So he's
It wasn't hours.
Missing.
It was probably a good 20 minutes.
That's a missing report that you're filing there. Jeez.
Anywho, Spence finally reappears, comes to the table.
Mm.
And we're like, "Spence, where have you been, mate?" He said, "I've been in the toilet." And Carl goes, "No, you haven't. I was in the toilet the whole time. And yelled out your name." And Spence goes, "No, you weren't." And then Carl's face drops. He was in the girls' toilets.
Oh, no. Carl, what are you doing? Have you Josh or K-Rock 955?
Fresh for the drive home, Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955. Herbie and Josh's same, same.
Hello.
But different. Different.
Same, same. But different.
But still same.
He caused some controversy last week. Herbie was not happy, even though she won the game. Took aim at Ben.
Look, the buttons are right next to each other, guys. I didn't mean to hit the babow.
I didn't get a celebratory.
Here you go.
That's what I wanted.
That's for last week.
A week too late. Let's just hope I'll hear it again in a few minutes' time.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, you get to kick us off this week, Ben. You've got some songs, same title, different artists. We've got to work out which one's which.
That's right. For every bit of info you can give me, you get yourself a point. Brilliant. We'll go with Herbie first. I'm tipping, though, this could be our first six-all draw. I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Oh, don't say that, Ben.
And say it could happen.
I mean, I know I work in radio, but I'm terrible with music.
Not terrible enough to lose last week, though, were you?
Here we go. Round one for Herbie. I might go back on that statement very early after those blank looks.
It's Addicted.
Uh-huh.
I want to say the first one's Nickelback. Well, I've said it, so it can't be that.
Nope. Here's the second one.
I tried it. It's like A Simple Plan or something. One of them. Oh, yeah!
2 points. Josh
okay,
for
I'll
a steal.
Take two.
I'll take Fall Out Boy for the steal.
Fall Out Boy.
Oh.
Saving Abel was the first one.
Well,
sorry,
Ben.
You've
already done it. 2-0 to Herbie at the moment. Second round to Josh.
Well, I had a dream that I'd just fly away, away. Oh. If you don't get that,
I know I've got 2 points. So it's Tones and I, Fly Away. Is it Lenny Kravitz?
Lenny Kravitz it is.
I had that. I was
he wondering. Sweeps it with three. Well done. 3-2. Herbie going with her second round here. It's a fairly current one. We've been playing it recently.
It's not as current as Tones and I in terms of how much we know that one. Yeah. But it's okay. So it's Bang Bang. The first one, Jessie J.
Mm-hmm. I'll accept that because it's one of the three names that's in
Nicki
there.
Minaj is on there.
Yep, also.
And Ariana Grande.
There's no extra points. Don't worry, you're listening to them.
But who is the other singer?
Bang, bang, na, 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 na. I'm not going to get it.
Rita Ora is the answer.
Oh, I wasn't going to get it. Who's she dating? She's dating Takiki Waititi.
Some dude up in Sydney while she's doing the
voice. Oh, really?
No, the New Zealand director.
Yeah, because he's over here as well at the moment.
Oh, everyone's here.
His name is going to...
Anyway. Let me win. 4-all, going into the last round for Josh here. I'll
be there, yeah. Oh, no.
Pretty iconic voice.
She's got... that's annoying.
God. I'm going to say you're definitely wrong about us both getting 6 points, but it's Jess Glynn, I'll be there.
Yep.
And I've got no idea of the last one, but...
Really? Steal for Herbie, I'll just get an extra point.
It's older Olivia Newton-John.
Herbie, any guesses?
I can't even...
It'd be Mariah Carey.
Oh!
Doing a cover of the Jackson 5, but Josh gets the win.
Thank you. And we get the music.
6-7.
Of course you do.
Do
you know a fun fact about Jess Glynn?
Yeah.
She's the UK's... biggest ever artist.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Bigger than Adele. Sold more records.
Really?
Yeah, because she's behind so many songs and everything.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there you go.
And she collabs with a lot of people, so it helps, you know.
And sense. She gave me the win, so thank you, Jess.
Well done, Josh.
See you next week, Ben.
Cheers, guys. Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955. All right, Herbie, this is where we get your thoughts on the daily topics. You just tell us basically what you think.
Yep.
And we love it. We absolutely love it. All righty, we're kicking it off with this one. Bringing your own food to a restaurant.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. The only food that you should be bringing to a restaurant is maybe baby food. To feed your baby. I'd understand that. But if you are an adult rocking up to a restaurant with some food you've made at home, go back home. No one wants you at that restaurant anyway.
I feel like you're just taking up a spot there as well.
Exactly. I would be so embarrassed. Say if we went out and you did that.
I brought it out.
That's not even the end of that dinner. It's the end of us. How can I face you again at work knowing you're that guy?
Fair enough. So a lady left a 1-star review on a cafe and then they replied, well, the fact is we weren't serving you because you ordered a hot glass of water and sugar and brought your own tea bags and sat while everyone else was... So like our service was to your friends. You know?
See, go to a park.
I reckon too. I think that's...
Bring your thermos to a park and make friends.
Very fair indeed. Handing out business cards.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. Haven't done it, but I've always wanted to. Haven't had a business card before. Mm. Wouldn't mind just having one to hand it out, you know?
I've never had one either. I feel like it's such a suave move, isn't it?
It's like, oh, what's your number? And this isn't even just in, like, you're picking up someone. Yeah. This is just in general. Hey, you're a great person. Hey, what's your number? Here's my card.
To be fair, I've never been to a networking event where I would be in the position to hand out a card.
This is true.
Or, like, need to network. I don't really understand it. But it'd be great.
Should we get some?
I reckon we should.
Yep.
There's something in that. That's for sure. Having a conversation on loudspeaker.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. I cannot stand that. And I know what you're about to say, but you were part of it. So when people take their office calls, but we had spoken to someone together.
Yeah.
And then
then they called back.
They called back. So I thought it was for you and I.
Oh, right.
And you're just not happy with what you heard. When some would say you've got a big inside scoop.
No, no. no, not an issue with what I heard, but it was just like how long it went on for. And then I had to keep listening to it. Like, I was like, okay, still got work to do, Herbie.
Yeah,
still
I got thought work you were enjoying
do.
It.
I was just like, okay. I didn't even walk out twice just to get away from the conversation.
You did?
It's Herbie and Josh.
Fresh Kayla. For the drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Welcoming back into the studio, Herbie. We love this lady.
Oh, I'm excited.
Lindy Gunston, Spirit Medium. Hello.
Hi, Herbie and Josh. How are you guys going?
We're doing well.
That's good. Keeping grounded in this windy weather.
It's crazy, yeah. Isn't it?
Last night when we were leaving, it was incredible.
Wow.
Could have flown home.
Just get your broomstick, Herbie.
It's good weather, though. Actually, that's an interesting one. Does weather play a part at all when you're doing reading?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I find when it's really windy, it ruffles me up a bit.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. It just ruffles me up. I read best when the weather's beautiful.
Yeah.
And, you know, you look outside and you see the sunshine. Yeah. Like, yeah, this is it, you know.
Yeah. Do other spirits actually then, if like, do they prefer coming through in warmer weather or is it rougher weather? Do you get maybe? My mind goes to maybe. More evil people
more
coming
evil people.
Through this time.
I don't think it really matters with spirit with the weather. Okay. It's just me.
Yeah.
It's just me. They don't care what the weather is. They don't care.
Well, if you've got a question for Lindy, give us a call right now. 52232955. We'll do our best to get as many people on as we can. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955. Herbie, we have Lindy Gunston in the studio.
Very excited. And Megan from Ocean Grove has actually called through. Megan, you've got a question for Lindy?
Hi, Lindy. I'm just wanting to know if there's anyone from the other side that's trying to get through to me.
All right, my lovely. Let's tune into that and see who comes in around you. So, Megan, as I start to connect in with you, there's actually a younger male that I feel is quite strongly connected to you. So he comes in quite close, like a brother or like a very close friend. And I feel that this young man would have passed quite suddenly in a car accident. And I feel that he might have been a passenger in this car accident. Does this make sense to you, please?
It does for a female driver, yeah.
Completely, everything makes sense except for the sex.
Yeah, it was a driver and it was a female and it was a red car.
Okay. I don't know how I got it, the sex of the person wrong, but there you go. I don't want to make it male into female, but I'll just keep going with what I've got. And so what okay. I feel here, is this like a close connection to you, Megan?
Yeah, she's a really close friend that we'd call family. Yes.
Okay. She's showing me knitting. Not sure where that's placed, but perhaps it's a grandmother trying to push through. Did you have a grandmother in spirit that would have knitted with very colourful wool?
Yeah.
Okay. And this lady has a very warm heart, do you understand? Very kind.
Yeah.
And she comes in very nurturing and she just wraps her arms around you and she's giving you the biggest loves and she's actually knitting you a cardi in the spirit world. And you would know that towards the end of her life, she still tried to keep knitting, but she would leave big holes in her jumpers. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you must still have something of hers that hangs up in the cupboard.
I have a cardigan.
Yeah, because it is, that's what I'm feeling. It hangs in the cupboard. And if I walk into your bedroom, it's hard to describe this when I'm on air because you can't see me and I can't see you. But when I walk into your bedroom and I'm standing at the doorway, to the right is your cupboard. Opposite the cupboard is the bedroom window.
Yeah.
And it's a wooden cupboard and this cardigan hangs in there. And you must also have a dog that jumps up onto the bed. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So Grandma's just showing me this and she's just showing me where her cardigan hangs and she's just showing me that you sleep on the side closest to the cupboard.
Oh, in the middle.
In the middle. Oh, that's nice. Do you have somebody on both sides? I'm just curious. Sorry, going a bit south there. Oh, I don't even know where I was now. I got terribly distracted with that bed. Anyway, moving on. Grandma just wants to send you the biggest amount of love, Megan. You know, there's so much love that comes there and you've got to put yourself first for a change, yeah?
Okay.
So just keep the faith, my lovely. Just keep the faith and don't be too hard on yourself.
Okay.
All right, Megan. I'm going to leave their love there with you and say thank you very much for ringing in.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Bye, Megan.
All right, Sam, you're with Lindy if you want to ask your question.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, how are you going?
Pretty good, thanks.
That's good.
I'm a bit nervous, actually.
Don't be nervous. You're in safe hands.
So, yeah, just wanted to basically ask, you know, if there's any loved ones or anything that are need to send out a message or anything to me.
All right. Well, no worries. Do you want to hear from somebody specific or you just want me to see who pops in?
Just see who pops in.
All righty. Let's have a go and see who comes through for you. So as I'm connecting in, I actually feel there's a fatherly presence around you. So I feel like either your dad's in spirit or there's a very close friend's father in spirit who you had a very close connection. And as I'm connecting in here, what I feel that this gentleman passed very quickly. I know that he's here one day, gone the next. And I'm actually quite drawn to his heart, but I also feel quite drawn to his stomach. So it might be that he had two different things happening within his body. Perhaps it was the heart that took him towards the end. I'm also feeling quite shaky within my body as well. Does this make sense to you in connection with a father, please?
Yeah, I would be thinking that's my grandfather.
That's your grandfather. Do you understand the heart, please, the heart condition that takes him quickly?
Yeah, the heart and the stomach.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure on how he actually passed, but I have heard it was heart and stomach.
Yeah, that's what I feel as I connect in here. And as I'm connecting in with him, he's actually quite a gentleman, your grandfather. This is what I feel here. And he's got a gentleness with him. But I also know that he wouldn't take any shit from people. Do you understand that?
Yes, yep.
Okay. I feel that he's a very hardworking man, and he also just wants to acknowledge how hard you've been working over the last few weeks. He says you've not been getting much rest, and I'm getting a vision of the candle burning at both ends. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm seeing with your grandparents is a caravan as well, so I feel that they're making reference to going on caravan holidays. Does that make sense?
For them or myself?
Well, it could be either or. It could be applied to you or them. I'm just seeing a caravan and the feeling of going on holidays.
Yes, yep, that's true, yes.
Okay.
I'm actually going weekend.
Yay, have fun. They might just stalk you a little bit and come along for the ride. Regardless, there's a lot of love that comes from them. They want to tell you to keep moving forward, making sure that you get time for you because you're making time for everybody's else, but you're going to make good time for yourself this weekend when you go caravanning, Sam. So I'm going to leave their love with you and say thank you very much for calling in.
No worries. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Sam.
Lindy Gunston, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you so
and
much.
Giving us your time. Is there anything going on with you at the moment that you want to share?
Oh, lots of things. I've just moved house. No, you don't want to know about all that. Look, I'm still ploughing through my 12-week course with my 12 amazing students, going so well. And next term, the next school term, I'm actually starting up a new face-to-face group, development group at my house in Highton.
Oh, wow.
And so I've got a couple more places for that. So it's a fortnightly group on a Thursday because I obviously have to try and fit in with all my teaching commitments. So I have a couple more places. It is a bit of an interview process, so make sure people aren't weirdos.
Yeah.
But we're all weirdos doing this work. Truly, truth be known.
Well, Lindy Gunston, thanks again. It's always a pleasure.
My pleasure, Josh and Herbie. Thanks for having me.
Fresh for the drive home, Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.